What is it you've always known should be possible that you've never been able to find? Welcome to the Access Consciousness Radio Show, where we give you the tools to change anything you cannot change and create everything you desire in a different and easier way. Now here are your hosts, founders of Access Consciousness, Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Access Consciousness Show on Voice America. It's Andrew Gardella, and today I have two guests with me. That's right, not just one, but two. So it's like three times the fun. Brendan Watt and Danielle Carter. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Thanks for that. Thanks for having us on your wonderful Voice America radio show.
It's not really my show, you know, it's Access's show.
You have hijacked it, Andrew. Let's be serious.
And we support you.
You support me and
we hijack. Support the hijack.
It wasn't really a hijacking, you know, honestly. It was like, I feel like a hijacking is like where you take it over. It was kind of something where it was more, I was unjacked into it, where Gary was like, here you go. So I'm not coming on anymore.
So when you say you take it over, does that mean Brendan and I get to hijack it from you?
Sure, you guys can hijack it. I'm always willing to share. So today, I don't know. We're talking about holidays and bodies because, you know, it's the day after Christmas.
It's the day after Christmas, and it's also, I mean, I just think this time of year is very funny because it's the same even for me every time this year, but it's like I'm very grateful that I have all the tools that you've mentioned quite a lot of times on this show, and without them I don't know how I ever used to survive it. Without, well, there's always alcohol, but you know, that even doesn't work sometimes, you know, when that doesn't work that you're in trouble. But it's the time of year where I'm definitely grateful to have the tools, but the thing I would definitely put out there to people is it's the time of year when you really need to be using them.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like,
who does it belong to?
Oh,
it's like, you know,
is a big one, not only with your body but with everything. I mean, I'm in Houston at the moment, and I went to the Galleria Mall before to finish up some Christmas shopping, which is always,
oh boy,
wait until the last minute, you know. And I was like, and it was interesting with the, not only the energy in the mall, but the different energies in each of the shops, because it's like you'd walk into a clothing shop and you would just be aware of people judging their bodies. You'd walk into a kid's store and you'd be aware of the joy, but also the parents looking at how much money they had. You'd walk in, it's like, and every single store in that place had a different energy, which is why you really need to be in Who Does This Belong To? Because years ago when I did that, I would do this last-minute shopping thing because I'm kind of a bit of a last-minute shopper. And it's like, and I'd walk into these stores and I wouldn't go into question. And I'd go, oh, I'm sad now. Oh, I don't have any money. Oh, I'm, you know, and it was like, and I'd become those energies which I was aware of rather than being in question and go, okay, who does this belong to? So you've got to be in that question.
Well, and also the energy of self-judgment, not only with how they look, but it's such a, I have to be right. I have to get the right gift. I have to be enough. I have to do all this insanity so I'm not judged. It's like we prejudge ourselves for Christmas so that we're not judged by other people or this reality.
Oh, yeah.
You definitely, I like the that you prejudge and then you post-judge.
Yes.
You prejudge before Christmas, you know, and then after Christmas, you post-judge.
You know, the part I think is brilliant is they get you. Their target is for you to judge yourself so you spend more.
Yep. Oh, yes.
I mean, I walked past this guy that was, you know, handing out samples for facial products, like for beauty products, and he's like, and he's trying to pass them off, and by that stage I just wanted to get out of the mall, and I was like, no, I'm good, thanks. And he said, sir, can I ask you a question? And I looked at him and he said, do you use facial products? And I didn't say anything, and he said, because we have this thing that could take the wrinkles right out from under your eyes. And I went, and I was like, Not going to work on me personally, but well done.
Oh, that's that passive-aggressive little subliminal judgment that gets that plants that little seed of doubt and fear, and you're like, am I looking older? Is it just the holidays?
It puts you into debt also. It's like,
oh yeah,
we go into this debt of, well, now you judge me, so how do I get you to stop judging by giving up me so that you can stop judging me? How do I spend more? And it's like, and we go into question in the wrong direction, because it's not question when you go into how do I, it's how do I solve this person? How do I not fight against, how do I not fight for what's true for me, but how do I fight against their judgment by giving them what they want? And it's like, wow, welcome to marketing.
It totally is. And one way to have fun with those people that I've discovered is, you know, if somebody says something to me like, oh, you know, we can help you look younger, or like, you know, the bags underneath your eyes. I just look at them in total straight face and go, but I like them there.
That's the place where you disarm people's judgment. And if you do that, then you know, you not only can you laugh a little bit more fun, but so can the holidays.
If nothing else, I mean, I was like, if somebody's going to take the time to judge me, I'm going to have fun with it.
Good girl.
Yes, holidays and bodies. Should we talk about food and eating during the holidays and bodies? Because that's such a fun one.
Well, it's like, I think we can talk about like two things is that place of getting out of the judgment of your body, but also listening to it. Asking your body, okay, so what do you desire with this? And recognizing that you're going to be aware of other people's bodies. You're going to see where they're functioning from, and what do you want to choose? I mean, and not going into judgment when you choose against it either. It's like we've all had a few too many margaritas on Christmas Day. We've all had a bit too much to eat. We've all done that, but it's not going, oh my God, now I'm terrible.
I don't think I've had too many margaritas on Christmas Day. I need to do this now.
I think you have.
He does his Christmas Eve for Christmas Day.
No, maybe rum and cokes, but no margaritas. I'm missing out.
Up your game there.
Yeah, I know. Now I've been inspired now.
Well, and you know, and speaking of, you know, being inspired to eat or do different things, one thing I always like to encourage people to do with eating things or whatever during the holiday is to actually give yourself permission, because when you give yourself permission, it takes away the judgment, and not permission and then while you're eating it, you judge yourself, but the permission to go, hey, you know what, it's the holidays, I'm going to do this, I'm going to enjoy it, and I'm not going to judge it. And what's interesting is I really discovered what happens with a lot of people is they either don't overeat, don't indulge too much in whichever it is, or they discover they don't even want it because it's so much the judgment of I shouldn't that's blinding their communication from their body. And so when you do that permission of like, you know what, I'm just going to do it and I'm not even going to judge it, you start to get that clarity of communication with your body. And it's really interesting and it's a lot more fun.
Oh, well, you don't want to do that. You don't want to have too much fun with your body. I mean, it is just, you know, just an asset.
Yes, an asset.
Yeah, an ass and a set. So. it's the willingness to receive the judgment, not fight against it. And what I see a lot of people do is they go, well, it's like, I'm not going to receive the judgment by not doing that which allows me to be judged, and then they still get judged. I won't eat too much because then I'll get judged, so I won't do that. Or the other side of the coin is, well, screw you, if you're going to judge me, I'm more, which puts you in a fight for or a fight against, which doesn't give you any choice. So I mean, what I'd like to get people to, in not only in the holidays but in their life, is where they actually get choice. So they're not going in, as soon as you go into fight for or fight against anything, you've eliminated choice and you've gone in to fight. And I mean, I totally get this whole thing because for me, that was pretty much summed up growing up. I either needed to fight for or fight against in order to get what I decided I needed, or go against somebody else or go against me, or but it eliminated all the choices out of my life where I could actually create it, create my body, create my life, create my everything that was real for me went out the window as soon as I went into fight.
But Brandon, there's no choice during the holidays. You have to go be with your family. You have to go do, you know, those caroling and eat those foods and that fruitcake. There's no choice during the holidays, silly man.
Wait, you did caroling and fruitcake? Ouch. That's rough.
Oh, yes.
You know, and that's the thing also, though. It's like when we don't get our own way, we see it as no choice. Like there's no choice. I remember this time that I had to, my previous relationship with Simone, and we were going to do something with her mum. It was some dinner or something. And her mum is not a nice person. She listens to this radio show ever, so I should be safe. Like, but I was frustrated and I was like, I have to do this. I was like, and it became a necessity and I was not happy about it. And then I was sitting there and I was thinking, okay, so what if I actually realized I have choice in this? I don't have to go. I'm choosing to go. And as soon as I did that, I realized I could see all of the other choices I could make on that day. But when it was a necessity, it was just, well, now it's a chore and I have to get it over somewhere. So we do the same with our bodies. Mm-hmm. We definitely do the same with holidays of, oh, well, I have to go and put up with my family, or I have to eat, or I have to do this, or I have to do that, rather than, okay, if required, that's for sure. It's required if you want to create peace in those certain areas, but also you're choosing it.
Yep. I always like to ask what future would be created if I don't go, or if I don't eat this, or I don't accept this, or what future will be created. And if I don't like the outcome, I go, like you, it takes you out of that fight. I have no choice in this. It's like, actually, I don't like that outcome, so I'm just going to go and have fun.
Exactly.
I'm always bringing it back to the fun. Because one of your body's favorite things, I know, fun isn't allowed. But one of your body's favorite, one of his favorite things to do is laugh and have a good time and be joyful.
Yeah, that should be, you definitely should be a target in life.
Why do you think we drink during the holidays?
Well, for those of us who don't actually drink during the holidays, we have to find our amusement other ways.
No, you just take it out of other people's bodies. I've been around you when I've been drunk.
It's true. And then I get drunk and I'm so grateful. But I've bought you drinks for it. But that is one of my body's talents, is being able to get what I call empathically drunk, or take the alcohol out, or share it. It's actually nothing I'm at the effect of anymore. Once I stopped resisting my body and I started going, oh, this is a talented capacity, and strengthening it and playing with it, like, oh, can I take out the alcohol and not have it affect me? Or can I be around somebody and drinking and not take it on at all? Or can I take it on and both of us are drunk and having a good time? And, you know, my body's the only body out there that ever does that. So, you know, during the holidays, you might also really want to look at, what are you taking out of other people? You're into your body, their food, their uncomfortable, their emotions, their drinking, all of that kind of stuff. Your body has these amazing capacities. So if you acknowledge the talent capacity, you stop being the effect of it. And then you can start playing with it and have choice. Back to choice again.
Exactly. But that's the thing. You want to, like you said, you want to be acknowledging these things. You want to recognize that your body is telling you things. It's giving you information. Okay, so what are you telling me?
Yep. And can I just really quickly... I had this really interesting experience lately, because my body telling my body tells me things, bodies tell people things in so many different ways all the time. And we think it only shows up one way. And what was interesting is recently I had this circumstance where my body kept stopping in front of these, like in grocery stores and like drink aisles, not alcohol, but just regular drinks. And I'm like, do you want to drink something? And my body's like, no. And I'm like, but you keep stopping me in front of drink stuff. What's going on? And I finally figured out, my friend's like, do you notice everything you pick up has grapefruit in it? I'm like, oh, body, do you want grapefruit? And it wasn't about the drinking. And that's where people get confused. You're like, wait, you stopped in front of the drinking. You don't want anything to drink, though? No, it wanted the ingredient of grapefruit juice or grapefruit, because something was going on with my body that grapefruit contributed to. But people get frustrated when they're communicating with their body because they go, you stopped me in front of something, the drink aisle, but you said you didn't want anything to drink. No, then you need to ask more questions. What are you telling me? Is there a part of this, an ingredient of these things that you're actually desiring? So please ask more than one question when communicating with your body.
Yes, only one question will do.
You shot your wad. You get your one question, it wasn't the right one, you're done.
Yep, it's one question to create all conscious things. But with that one question, it's time for a break. So we'll be back in a few minutes.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
What if age is just a point of view you lock into your body, and you can start undoing the judgment with one simple body process? Welcome to the Access Energetic Facelift, a wonderful way to rejuvenate the face and reverse the signs of aging without surgery and invasive treatment. The gentle, soothing touch applied to your face and neck works with your body's cells to restore, enliven, and rejuvenate. What if you could dissipate everything you've judged about your face? Once you do and eliminate the judgments, the body has the space to regenerate itself, and the benefits are not just skin deep. The Access Facelift also helps you to look differently, act differently, feel differently, and create more ease, joy, and glory in your body and life. The Access Energetic Facelift. Find out more at accessconsciousness.com/facelift.
Here's what I love about the Pearls of Possibility. They come to my email inbox. Just pow, there they are. I'm laying in my bed, I'm taking a nap, pow, Pearls of Possibility. Two, they're all the latest and greatest clearings that Gary and Dane are creating on the Voice America calls, just delivered to me. So my lazy ass doesn't actually have to listen to the freaking call every week. I can just get the clearings. Hello? And three, it's $10 a month. You don't have to pay $50,000 to fly to Africa and, you know, be first class and be fancy all day and go to a class. No, you could lay naked in your kitchen if you want and listen to these things. They just show up. It's $10 a month. Why are you not doing that? So, if you want to be a lazy ass like me, sign up for the Pearls of Possibilities at www.pearlsofpossibilities.com. That's www.pearlsofpossibilities.com. How does it get better than that?
Welcome to the Baby Dragon Manifesto, the fire-breathing sequel to the Baby Unicorn Manifesto, authored by Dr. Dane here and me, Katrina Valentin. Not everyone is born a unicorn. Some people are dragons, fire, flames, and all, and these people explore and change the world by setting it ablaze. The Baby Dragon Manifesto tells the inspiring story of a new baby dragon and its journey of self-discovery through failure and fumble, awkwardness and authenticity. Beautifully illustrated, the Baby Dragon Manifesto empowers with one key question. What if your difference is your gift and your wrongness is a strength? You can buy the book at thebabydragonmanifesto.com.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're tuned in to the Access Consciousness Show. To join in on today's discussion, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to va@accessconsciousness.com. Now back to the show.
And we're back. We're here again. We're, you know, Dane with the last name here always screws me up because it's like, I say we're here and then I'm like, well, actually I'm not here, but I'm present.
Well, and that's because Dane is always here.
I know.
I mean, that's a just gives an open door to the tons of.
Yes, I know.
And Andrew, yeah, the pun master.
You know what I was thinking about when Brendan, when you were talking about overeating and everything, I was like, oh my gosh, I never realized this before, but I used to always overeat during the holidays. But I would do it because then I would overeat and I would either have to not feel well, so I'd have an excuse to go lay down and be alone, or I would just fall asleep around someone, like in on the couch or something, watching TV because I was so stuffed up that I was like, oh, I'm just going to take a nap now.
Well, then you'd have to talk to him anyway.
Exactly, my holiday coping strategy. I was like,
unconsciousness.
Oh, wow, that was pretty smart.
Well, it's a good point though, with the way that people function with their bodies, because it's how do I use my body as the excuse for what I won't choose beyond. And I've seen where I've done this too. It's like one of the things we talk about in, you know, in access classes is the three things you can't argue with. One is health, one is time, and one is money. And the one with health is, oh no, it's like, no, I'm too tired, I can't do that. Or no, I'm sick, I can't do that. But the thing we do is we take that as a point of view, we use our body as an excuse, but then we create it. It's like I've got a 14-year-old son, and when he was younger, it was funny to watch because he wanted to get out of school. And so he'd do this thing of going, I'm sick, I can't go to school. You know, and he wouldn't be because I know him very well and I knew when he was sick. But within an hour, he was actually sick. You know, he created it in his body so that he could use it as an excuse to get out of what he didn't want to do.
And then we judge our bodies as letting us down instead of acknowledging you had such a great communication with your body that it gave you exactly what you asked for.
Well, most people don't even realize they have one.
True.
It's not, I mean, it you don't look at, wow, I've got, I have a body as the gift it is. It's just there. Oh, that's there again. I wake up with that thing again, that ugly reality. Rather than, I created it. It's awesome. Now, what else can I create with it today? And you know, actually being grateful for the creation of it, like everything else in your life. It's like it's part of what you have been willing to choose and what you've been willing to create. And recognize how quickly you can change it. I mean, for you guys, if you've seen this, you've used these tools and gone from anything to anything else in a heartbeat, knowing that you can make a different choice and you can create it from this different place if you're willing to receive from it.
Well, and I think you said a key there, although, you know, you're being very, very out there. People are going to think we're weird. But it's like we just started talking to him about not judging.
I actually am weird.
I know. Aren't we all? Hallelujah. But it's like people can like partially receive a conversation about maybe someday not judging their bodies. But then you can say, be grateful for your body. You're like, wait a minute. I might one day not judge it. Do you actually want me to be grateful for it as well?
Well, yeah, but in that is the key.
Yep.
If you were grateful for it, you couldn't judge it.
What? Say that again?
And if you judge it, you can't be grateful for it.
Uh-huh. So if you're grateful... That's, you know, that's one of the things, you know, Gary Douglas, the founder of Access and Right Body for You, has said, gratitude and judgment cannot coexist. And... You know, so people ask, well, how do I stop judging? You have gratitude. And people think that the gratitude has to be some heavens open, angels singing. I know it's the holidays, but heavens open, angels singing some miraculous thing that you can only be grateful about. But it's even the little things that may seem insane that you can be grateful about. You know, it's like, I was grateful I had the strength last night. My niece just had surgery, and I was grateful for my body that we had the strength to be able to help move her around while she's able to not move her midsection. And so it's like, I was so grateful that my body and I had that ability. And the second that energy of gratitude comes up, dissipates the judgment. Gratitude and judgment cannot coexist.
That's definitely true. And it's like, and the other thing with that is recognizing that it doesn't create. And I get that part. I pretty much spent my whole life thinking if I could judge myself correctly, I could do it right and figure it out. And it doesn't work. I mean, no. I was having a conversation with Gary one day about it, about judgment, you know, because it was the thing that I was just, it was probably the biggest thing I wanted to get free of, like with my body, but also with my life. And he said, the day that I realized that judgment was just destructive, I gave it up. I stopped doing it. And I was like, oh, you're a little bit faster than me. But I make this joke to when I'm in facilitating classes and I'm like, have you ever like looked in the mirror and gone, like, I look old today and then look younger? Or have you ever looked in the mirror and gone, I have an ass today and your ass got smaller?
Not it yet.
Doesn't, you know. No. But it's like, it's one of these things that we keep choosing. It's just going to work. But if something doesn't work, what else could you choose?
And, you know, and we've been taught to do that. In this world, in this reality, we've been taught to judge, to find what we want to change or can change or should have to change. We've been taught that judgment is a creative capacity, and it's not. It's a destructive capacity. It's one of the most biggest lies out there.
Yeah, it is. It's like, lack of you don't just judge you.
Yep. So maybe I'll give a judgment for the new year, you know?
New Year's resolution, I'm giving a judgment.
But I'll judge myself if I do judge myself, or, you know, it's that vicious cycle.
I just like how many judgments it takes to come to a resolution.
I know, right? Especially with bodies. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I do like those. I have judged this as wrong about my body, and now I will have resolved to change it.
Well, that's what reality says. We have to judge what's wrong so we know what to change. You know, and it's like the holidays through the beginning of the new year is like, what are those things never mind, another analogy. It's a very interesting tunnel of torture for bodies to go through this holiday season into the new year, because it's constantly about judging your body, what you're eating, what you're not eating, what you need to change with your body in the new year. Is your body acceptable? Is your not acceptable? And then, oh, okay, so you've judged this is wrong, so you have to change it. So let's judge how it's going to possibly change or not change, or what it would take. I mean, is it any wonder why we start the new year exhausted quite often? Judgment, man, that's exhausting.
Well, and I get it. That's everything you just said there is everywhere people fight for or fight against the reality of their body and their lives. So let's do this. So what are you fighting for with your body? And if you didn't fight for it, would allow you to receive from it.
Nice.
And everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yep.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, meals. And what are you fighting against with your body that if you didn't fight against it, would allow you to receive from it? Everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yep.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, shorts, boys, meals.
That don't work.
Yeah, that one definitely works.
And show's over. We're going home now.
Right, we're just going to let Brandon say that for the rest of the time. Oh, and a side note, P.S., this is a process you can run not only during the holidays, but, you know, forever, the rest of the year.
for the rest of your life.
Well, it's like been a dynamic part of what's been, like, with the processes we've been using lately, not only with bodies, but with everything. After some classes we've done recently, we realized that people have the idea that fighting for or fighting against is a source of choice, as if, well, I can't choose if I don't fight for something. I don't have a choice of not fighting against something, rather than recognizing that choice is just choice. The fight against or the fight for it is what eliminates it, and that's what we do with our bodies.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, well, and I think, well, go ahead, do the clearing. Do it again.
So what are you fighting for with your body? And you could put life, everything in there. That if you didn't have to fight for it, it would allow you to receive from it. Everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and meals. What are you fighting against with your body that if you didn't have to fight against it, would allow you to receive from it? No, would allow you to receive with it.
Nice.
Everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yep.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, meons.
Well, I was going to say, I think that, you know, all the right classes, all the right specialty classes that Gary created, that was based on this idea that people fight to be right. Mm-hmm. So it was like kind of using that as a way of getting people, tricking people to come to classes, you know.
Oh, that's absolutely.
For you.
I don't know if I've ever told. When I first started facilitating the Right Body for You classes, I actually asked Gary if we could change the name. Because I'm like, I did. I'm like, Gary, it's nothing but a judgment, right? I mean, it's called Right Body for You, but, you know, we're misleading people because it's not about the right body and it's just a judgment. And because I personally was so uncomfortable doing the class, right? Because I called it Right Body for You. And so I'm like, Gary, can I change it? Please, 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 please. And if anybody's ever, quote unquote, argued with Gary, you're kind of like a little yip yap chihuahua dog jumping around him. And he's like, just making noise. So I asked him, like, can we please, please, please change it? Please, 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 please. And he looks at me, he goes, no. And I'm like, but why, Gary, Gary, please, can we please? Why can't we? Why can't we? And he goes, because. Which is, as you both know, the conversations, how they go with Gary. And it was because people are looking for that. They are looking for the right body. You know, they come in, they're like, tell me how to get the right body. And I'm like, ha-ha, you have choice in all things. And it really changes their lives and their bodies.
Well, that's bad.
I know, right? Well, and here's the other, you know, the thing about fight that I always found interesting is how much of agreeing and doing the fight keeps the fight in place. You know, if we didn't always wake up every morning and go, who am I going to fight with and what am I going to fight for and what am I going to fight against? We have to find something to fight.
Well, it's a place where we make us right too. It's like, mm-hmm. with that, if you didn't have to be right, then you wouldn't have to fight. It would take it out of existence because you'd have nothing to prove anymore. If you've got nothing to prove, what do you need to fight for? What do you need to fight against? You just is. It is what it is, and it is.
And I hope people really pay attention and maybe even hear what you just said about that fight for anything. Is that right? Because, you know, our friend, Dr. Dane here, nailed me a couple months ago with this right and wrong thing. And once I started finally allowing that desire to be right while fearing to be wrong, but then I was right about how wrong I was, it changed everything in my life and my body. So it's like, don't dismiss this one, you guys. Look at it. It's amazing how this desire to be right and wrong is the fight, is the place where we judge, is the place where we separate, is the place where we have that crazy head chatter that's constantly going on 24/7 of, am I not good enough or anything like that? Well, so, yeah.
It's the place that takes, it's all of it. It's the place that takes you out of choice.
Yep.
When you take yourself out of choice with anything, I mean, we're talking about bodies now, but it's like this applies to your life. This applies to everything that's going on in it. When you have to be right, you eliminate the choices out of available. So it's like that's getting to a place where you actually start saying, okay, so if I didn't have to be right here, what would I choose? Mm-hmm. And if I wasn't wrong here, what would I choose? If I didn't have to fight against this, what would I choose? So that you start, I mean, you've got to start asking for what's true for you, because nobody's ever shown you that before. Nobody's ever told you about it. You've been told what to do. You've been told how to live. You've been told how to create. You've been told how to judge. You've been told to play, which is fine if that's what you want to choose. But if you want something different, you have to question it.
Yeah, and once you start changing some of the right and wrong, you get to see possibilities you didn't even know were there because you were so blind to it. And on the body thing, what's interesting is I didn't realize how much I had stopped my body from changing, trying to get my body right. And so my body has started changing again since the shifting some of that right wrong thing. It's really fascinating.
Yeah, well, the thing with getting it right is it doesn't allow you to change, though, because you've already got the answer.
Yep.
You've already gotten the answer. This is how it is. This is what's right. And then that's what I'm creating. So screw you all if you tell me.
Right. And my favorite, it worked last time, so it should work this time.
Uh-huh.
Last question. Are you trying to do this commercial?
Well, I was going to say, with that, you know, it's time for another break. So we'll be back in a few minutes.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Relationship. Are You Sure You Want One? Is a brand new book by Simone Millicis and Brendan Watt.
So the difference between this book and probably any other relationship book on the shelf is that it does give you some really different, pragmatic, very confronting tools to create your life in a great relationship or to know that it's okay to be single. It's not wrong.
This is not your average relationship book. It's not about love or romance. Instead, it offers powerful questions and pragmatic tools you can use every day to create what you truly desire.
A lot of us have way too many expectations of our partners in relationship. What I've learned over the years is when you expect from somebody, they either have to reject you or judge you or separate from you. So getting out of that place is giving you freedom in relationship.
Relationship. Are You Sure You Want One? On sale now from Relationship. AreYouSureYouWantOne.com.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
You're tuned in to the Access Consciousness Show. To join in on today's discussion, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to va@accessconsciousness.com. Now back to the show.
And we're back. We're forward. We're right.
That was awesome. Can I be left?
When you left, which, you know, but it's like, how many lefts make a right?
Four lefts
take you in a circle, Danielle.
I know, that's why we can be back to the right spot.
Oh god,
sorry, welcome to my head.
There you go. It's all left. It's going in a circle constantly.
Yeah, well, you got it. Made sense to you. Oh, dear heaven. Can you imagine the three of us on a stage?
On a stage?
Not yet, but...
No.
I know. We'll definitely have some laughter.
I don't even know. I had something in my head that I was going to say, and at this point I was like, I know what I was going to say. Like, one of the things that I, you know, with this talk about, Brennan, you've been talking about, like, the being right thing. Well, one of the things that always helped me was I would just acknowledge what I was going to choose. Like, if I knew I was going to fight to be right about something, or if I knew I was going to fight to be wrong about, like, whatever I was fighting, I was just going to indulge it. Like, with the holidays and everything, like, I know I'm probably just going to resist my mother, so, and anything she wants to do. So now I just, like, I go, like, all out resistance. Like, I don't try to subtly resist. I just, like, no passive aggressive, like, I'm not resisting. No. Full on resistance. I'm going to enjoy my resistance if I'm going to do it, you know?
I'm not fighting against my resistance anymore. I'm indulging.
No. Yeah, I'm not going to fight me fighting, you know? I'm just going to fight.
How was it? Was it fun?
It you know, it's enjoyable. But the thing I always realized is, you know, one of the things that Gary has said, which I really truly get, is, you know, you get it when you get it, and you get over it when you get over it.
So true.
It's like there's so much of, like, we've been talking about when you're actually grateful for something, but when you actually have allowance for you too, it's like we've all had these places in our lives where we've been taught to be a certain way, or we've just developed these strategies and coping mechanisms and ways of being right and fighting. But then, you know, we hear these wonderful access tools and we're like, okay, that's it. Well, you know, that is it. In a way, you know, if you're Gary Douglas and you're like, I realized judgment was destructive and I stopped.
Yes, if you're Gary Douglas.
But for everyone else who doesn't have that insane capacity that he has, I think one of the ways, me personally, that's worked for me is I just start indulging in the things that I, you know, you do. Because when you make your, like, when you're going to choose something, then you might as well just allow yourself to choose it, as long as you're going to choose it, rather than like making yourself wrong for it.
Right. It's like the food we were talking about earlier during the holidays. Absolutely. But the key is not to judge yourself while you're doing it. Because if you're just going to do it, indulge, and then judge yourself, that's just not any fun. But if you do it, indulge, you get the clarity and awareness of what you're actually creating and doing and choosing.
Yeah, and that's the big part, is doing the choosing. Mm-hmm. And like, and if you recognize that with all of this, that going to fight, recognize it's good for 10 seconds. Recognize it's good for 10 seconds and then go, okay, what did that create? Now what can I choose beyond it? And if you start living your life that way, it takes a bit of practice. It's like, but if you start living your life that way, you can start seeing how you can choose whatever, and then you can be beyond it in a heartbeat if you're willing to make a different choice. Not now, how do I fight against the choice I just made, or how do I fight for the choice I just made in order to prove it was the right choice.
Oh, the right choice. What a kick in the butt.
So what are you fighting for, that if you didn't have to fight for it, would allow you to never have to be right again? Mm-hmm. Everything that is, times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And what are you fighting against that if you didn't have to fight against it, would allow you to never have to prove that you're not wrong again?
Whew.
Everything that is, times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes, sir.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds.
Do it again, do it again.
And don't use this for everything that's going on in your life, but fighting for, but if you didn't have to fight for it, it would allow you to never have to be right again. Everything that is, time to godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And what are you fighting against? And if you didn't have to fight against it, it would allow you to never have to prove you're not wrong ever again. Times of godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yep.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
I can perceive some people going, wait a minute, if I'm not right, I'm not wrong, what the heck do I do? Well, that's the place we have choice in all things.
Well, that's the place you don't have to fight, and you don't have to prove your choices are right, you just get to see that your choices create. And it's like, when you get that, you can start creating a different future based on, well, I'm not already... See, one of the things we do with choice is we go to this place of, well, my future is solid, so now I'm on autopilot in order to get to it. If you recognize that, okay, I could create a different future with my body right now, it might not show up the way I think it's going to, or it might not show up in a week, or it might not show up in a month. But the choices I make now is what's going to start creating something different with it, then what would you choose? I don't even think I'm going to talk anymore about that, because that would mean, well, because you notice where you go with that is, that means today I need to, like, I need to stop smoking, I need to stop drinking as much, I need to stop eating as much. And you've already gone back into fight with how to get right in order to choose.
Well, and then some people hopefully won't do what I tried to do. I was the overachiever, and I was trying to make right the right choices and get it right, so I never made the wrong choice, so I would never be wrong or right again. I was talking about overachieving, mental head screwing yourself.
Wow. So I want to try one more thing. So what are you fighting for or against in order to create the predictable future for you and your body that you were given from somebody else?
Nice.
Everything that is tons of good. So then we destroy on credit.
Yep.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts for me on. I mean, for me, when I was younger, everyone used to say to me, you're just like your dad. You know, my dad was an abusive person. So I was going, okay, so how do I fight against being abusive? How do I fight for what I need to fight? And it's like I'd learned that I needed to go into fight in order to choose based on what they'd predicted my future as. My future had been predicted of, I was my father, therefore that's how I'm going to show up. But for a lot of us, we do that. We go, well, I'm just going to be like my mother. I'm just going to be like my father. I'm just going to be the reject that my third grade teacher told me I would be. I'm just going to be the high school dropout. I'm just going to be the lawyer. I'm just going to be the doctor. It's like they're all predictable futures that you've been given. Had nothing to do with what was true for you. So everything that is, times it goes, let me destroy on credit.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pop, all nine shorts, boys, meons.
And it doesn't just come from family.
No, it doesn't. It comes from everyone that you decide has more awareness than you.
Yep. Not even people you don't know. It could be media. It could be insane things like that.
Yeah.
As someone who used to work in media myself, I know this one well. Look like this, do this choice, make this, buy this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're back to the salespeople. This cream will help you with your under eye wrinkles. Thank you. Maybe I enjoy them. I earned them well, excuse me. And as soon as I turn the corner, they're going to be gone anyways because my buddy and I are just playing with you. Because one thing I do know is magical things are possible with bodies, or what this reality would call magical, and we call every day communion with your body.
Yeah, whole different world.
It is. And fun. It truly is fun to explore all of what's possible with bodies, and I think that's something that not a lot of people explore. They don't explore what's possible with bodies. They explore what is not possible with bodies. How to avoid the aging process. How to stop death. That's all about stopping and hindering instead of, hey, what's possible here? What can we change? What doesn't have to change? What can we expand upon? We never explore what's possible with bodies in this reality. We just explore the judgment and the negative, what we this reality calls the negative parts of it. So you might ask that every day. Body, what's possible today that we never even considered?
Yeah, exactly. Good question.
But don't do it. It won't change anything. It won't make you smile or nothing. Maybe giggle.
No. And what was that, Brendan?
Are we
out of time? We have 3 minutes. We have.
Should we talk about February?
What would you like to talk? You have 3 minutes. Go talk.
Well, it's just the three of us are facilitating a Right Body for You certified facilitators class in February in Houston. And if anything we said interests you about bodies, if it sparked anything in you and your body that you're like, hey, something might be different about this, or even I judge myself in me and my body every day and I don't know how to be with me and my body every day, you might actually enjoy this class. It is to become a Right Body Me facilitator if you choose. And the key thing here is you don't have to be perfect. There is no perfect. There is no right to be able to attend this class or be a part of Right Body. One of my favorite questions is, what if the thing you've judged about your body makes you a great facilitator of bodies?
Good. I like it.
So we'll
be in Houston.
Yes, we will.
Enjoy yourself. Take an hour a day out of each day and do something fun for you. And if you don't have that, do a minute. At least do something. Commit to your life and commit to the body. a little bit more and see what it starts showing up like.
Yeah, I like it.
Words of wisdom, there you go.
Yeah, and that's a different choice, Brendan, you know, like you've been talking about this whole show. So with that, that's the end. Thank you, Brendan. Thank you, Danielle, for being on the show.
Thank you, gentlemen. I had so much fun with playing with you guys.
Time flies, you know, when you're having fun. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And I'll be back next week on the show. They won't be, so.
Maybe. Hi, Jack.
Who knows? They might just actually hijack it. Thanks again for everyone for listening. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, bye-bye. Everyone.
We appreciate you joining us this week for the Access Consciousness Show on Voice America. To find out more about Access Consciousness, please visit our website, accessconsciousness.com. Be sure to come back next Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, for another edition of our show with Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here. Until next time, have way more fun than you're supposed to.